Accession number 31409, Reel 6.
I said, no, I hope to be home by Christmas. They said, you won't be home by Christmas. We know because we've just got a signal back to keep you.
Yes.
And then I put my foot down and said, I want to get, I'm waiting to go home. But But the Turkish Navy were keeping me.
Right.
So without my consent, really.
Right. So you were there as a senior instructor, really, on torpedoes.
Yeah. And gunnery.
Anything to do with weaponry.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything on the ship that you know, even to, I used to work 7 days a week it was too.
Yeah. Was there a language problem when you were dealing with the?
I had no trouble. I didn't even try to speak Turkish, but they were pretty good. I mean, most of the officers can speak.
Right.
In fact, a lot of this. One of the officers, the first lieutenant, had been trained in our country.
Oh, right. Okay.
And so he gave me a very good write-up, actually.
Excellent. So after that, so you left the Oribie, and then you you said you went to Malta for a little while, did you? For a month, you mentioned?
Cheviot.
Then you joined, came back home and joined HMS Cheviot.
Yes.
And Cheviot was, what kind of a ship was the Cheviot?
Destroyer.
Right. And your duties on there?
I was commissioned gunner T, then by after 12 months ago.
And still dealing with the weapons system.
Yeah. Torpedo.
Right. Okay.
I used to do the gunnery as well, because in destroyers, the torpedo officer didn't have a gunnery officer.
Yes. What was her duties? Where was she operating from, the Cheviot?
Can you just switch off?
So, Rocky, returning from Malta after your instructional duties in
Turkey.
So, Rocky, after your interesting year with the Turkish Navy, you understand were in Malta for about a month, and then back home to HMS Vernon.
May I just correct you one thing?
Yes.
We missed out somehow or other. And
so after the Turkish, helping the Turkish Navy with a destroyer, you then came back to, spent a month in Mediterranean in Malta, and then came back to Vernon in 1948, I understand. And you spent 2 years in Vernon.
No. Never. I never let that check in.
So, Rocky, having got back to England after the instruction on the Turkish Navy, you spent a few months round at Vernon, and then I understand you were an instructor, a TAS instructor, HMS Osprey in Portland, is that right?
Yes.
Now, following that, you went out to Australia.
Following that, yes.
So, did you go out by a transport ship or a Royal Naval ship, can you remember?
No, went by first class, forget what they're calling it, LNER.
Passenger ship.
Passenger ship, okay. Yeah. First class.
Right, so you went out there and you joined a ship called HMS Arunta?
Arunta.
That's right. And what was the Arunta? What kind of a ship?
Wait a minute. Not Arunta?
It was, Arunta. A-R-U.
So.
Or 2 days, I remember.
After your stint in Osprey, HMS Osprey in Portland, you then went out by a passenger liner to Australia, where you were stationed for a while in an Australian shore establishment called HMAS Rushcutter.
Yeah.
That's correct. And my understanding is that you were there as an instructor on anti-submarine warfare.
Yeah.
And during that time, you served on various ships instructing. Yeah. And one of them was, I understand, was the HMAS Arunta.
Yes.
Yes. So did you enjoy your 3.5 years out in Australia?
No.
You didn't. Right.
Well, in parts, though. Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
I did in parts, but not
right.
Generally, no.
Because your family, of course, was still in England, weren't they?
They were indeed.
So you didn't see them for all
that time? No,
right. After you left Australia...
Came home.
You came home again, and then where did you go from there?
To...
Tyrion.
Yes. Was it HMS Tyrion?
Tyrion, yeah.
Yeah, and you were, again, the TAS officer on board, weren't you?
Yes, always the...
Yes. Can you remember how long you were on the Tyrion?
Quite a time.
You was probably almost a year, I would think.
Something like that.
Yeah. And what was a Tyrion, Rocky? What was she?
She was rebuilt... as an anti-submarine.
Right.
And she was a training ship, really.
Right. Sorry, just the records that you were showing me just now, it looks like you were on the Tyrion for about 3 years. That's quite a long time, isn't it? Yes, for a ship.
Well, the year standing by, you see, when she was building.
Yes.
Well, not rebuilt, being rebuilt, actually.
Yes.
You can't lose much, actually.
So, Rocky, having come back to this country, then you joined the Diligence, and you were on there about 18 months. Diligence, another destroyer?
I can't. Diligence is...
So the we've established now that the Diligence was a shore establishment, and you were the base TAS officer, and you served there for about 18 months, and then you went on to HMS Defender.
Yeah,
and you were there for about 2 years. Yeah, and I understand you were there as a you eventually took over as a first lieutenant of the ship. Didn't
yeah,
you? Yeah. And this must have been...
I got command of the...
So you ended up as a command...
Because I was the only... You see, they had only the commander engineer.
Yeah.
It was a commander.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't accept the punishment. Yeah. Doing so, he had to be a person...
An executive branch officer.
Yes, executive. Right.
So that's why
that must have been
laughed at me, but
quite exciting, really, when you think, you know, that you end up as a...
Well, I wasn't all that exciting. I knew more than them, most of them put together.
Right. Okay, so that was a Defender in 1958. So after 1958, your next move was what, Craggy? So, in 1960, you left the Royal Navy after a very, very interesting and distinguished career. And then you tackled civilian life. And I understand you went then to a company dealing with heavy electrical equipment. Yeah. What was your job there, Rocky?
I was in charge of all the time there. But, I was a designer of the control equipment.
Right.
For all moving stuff, you know.
Right.
Like steel mills have got all sorts of things, haven't they? Yes. If you're making...
must have been very difficult after down. Down after the Navy.
No, easy.
You enjoyed
it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
but although it was little... Many hours. I enjoyed it really.
Yeah. So that she was there for about 20 years.
Just over. Hmm,
so it must have been about 1980 or so when you retired.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And did you enjoy your retirement? Are you still enjoying your retirement?
Oh, loving it. Yeah. No, well, came out and did, took over the
Having retired from the company that you worked for 20 years, you were telling me that then you got involved with a local sea cadet unit. Was that right?
Yeah.
And what were you doing with them, and how long were you with them?
I was... It's a bit funny, the captain of, or the executive officer was one of my ex-ABs.
Oh, really?
So I did, well, didn't want to just disturb him.
No,
because
no.
I could do more,
of course.
Helping the, you know, yeah, the training of the youngsters. Yeah.
So you were there with about 5 years then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And what made you decide to give that work up?
I had to because of the... pressure on, we were so very busy.
Yes.
I mean, we were the biggest in the world at the end of the war, because there was no Germany.
Yes.
There was no...
Yes. And so after the work you did with the electrical company, 20-odd years there, then you were there supporting your local sea cadets...
Yeah.
Then you retired, and then another 20 years you enjoyed in retirement, and sadly your wife died last year, mm-hmm. I understand. And where are you living at the moment, Rocky?
In Bedford, just outside of Bedford.
Right, yes.
7 miles from Bedford.
Yes. And you're enjoying this part of your life?
Well, I'm loving it.
Yes. And the thing is, of course...
No, I'm not, really.
No, but the thing is, of course, is that, as happens to all of us, you have an association that I know deeply fond of, the HMS St Vincent Association.
Yeah.
And it means that you keep in touch with old shipmates that way.
Yeah.
Well, Rocky, may I thank you for this interview. Very, very interesting. One of the best I've probably done because of your experiences. And I hope that you have many, many more years of good health and happiness. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks to you. Okay. Thanks to you.